Back in the olden days, when I was a little girl, summertime meant running the neighborhood with our friends, playing to our heart's content, and only coming home when we heard my dad's whistle. That was our call, that was our signal to get ourselves home. Now, the call came from him, but we also had to make sure we kept ourselves near enough to home that we could hear that call. So there was a call, and we were expected to respond when that whistle came. So I've been thinking a lot about what it means to be called by God. It's part of the title of our retreat this year, Called to the Way, Living the Wisdom of Jesus. And I'd like for us to reflect on that, and I invite you to reflect on that throughout the week, because these are just my first reflections here. This is an idea that has many facets, has lots of depth, and it's very personal, and it will mean something different to each one of us. I want us to reflect on what it means to be called by God. We just sang, "Into your presence you call us, and now by your grace we come." Again, you have the call and you have the response. To hear that call, whether it's the first time we're hearing the call or it's the call that we have heard throughout our lives, think about who has called us to this feast today. Why are we here? What is our response to the call? What keeps us returning week after week throughout our lives? These are questions to live with and explore in our daily walk. As you delve into the Word, think of the many ways the Lord has called his servants. One of my favorite Bible stories as a child was the story of Samuel, a young boy serving Eli the priest in the temple and dedicated to God by his mother Hannah. One night, as young Samuel slept, he heard his name called, and he immediately thought Eli needed him, so he ran in to see what Eli the priest needed. But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Well, in the story, this happens three times, and finally, after the third time, Eli realizes that it must be God who's calling Samuel. So he instructed him to go back to bed, to listen. And when he heard his name again, he was to answer, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Now, there's much more to this story, and you can read about the whole story in Samuel chapter 3. But I really want us to focus on, what if we woke up each morning and we said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears"? I want to try practicing that. In the Gospels, we see that the religious people are striving to get it right. Many of the religious people, the Pharisees of the time, knew Jesus, and they had met Jesus and talked with him, and they sat at table with him. But they still did not hear him. Listen to this story in Luke chapter 7, starting with verse 36 and following. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. A woman in that town, who lived a sinful life, learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and then she wiped them with her hair. She kissed them, and she poured perfume on his feet. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of a woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Well, tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them loved him more? Simon replied, "Well, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." In this story, we see that just knowing and talking about Jesus is not sufficient. We must hear and understand out of our need and our vulnerability. It is then that our hearing will fuel our practice. Here, Jesus illustrates the intricate web of love and forgiveness. We are called to explore, to engage, and practice living this story that so eludes the world. The call is from our divine Creator, calling us to the deep mystery of love, calling us to interact, to ask, to seek, to hear, and to live out this forgiving love, allowing it to permeate all that we do. It's a call we must listen for. And like the woman at Jesus' feet, it's a call we can hear in our driest and darkest days. It's a call that draws us to the weekly rhythm of this meal we are about to partake in. This feast of the sacrifice, the feast of the victory of love over death, the feast that embraces the one who calls us, the feast that brings us to our knees, weeping tears to wash the feet that we then kiss. The feast of the fragrant perfume of his forgiving love. The call is alive and it's dynamic and it is deeply moving. May God open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to the call and that calls us to live out the challenge. Let's pray for the bread. Bread of heaven, hear our plea. We are often struck down and discouraged and feeling at odds by life, by injustice in the world, by the magnitude of what seems inconquerable. But we seek your love and you, your forgiveness, your guidance to show us the way through the storms. We hunger for your bread of life. Feed us so that we may feed your lambs. In the name of Jesus, amen.